You've probably heard that most of Southeast Alaska's second growth timber is decades away from harvest, but the Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation is experimenting with some older stands of young trees. It's reporting some success with lessons for other companies thinking about joining that market. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports from Juneau.
Most of Sea Alaska's second growth timber is no older than the corporation itself. Thinning, brushing, and pruning have sped growth. Still, it's years away from being large enough to log. But a few stands were cut long before the Regional Native Corporation formed back in 1972. One is on Doll Island, off the outer coast of Prince of Wales Island. Sea Alaska Timber Corporation President Wade Zammit says the military used the wood for airplane construction about 70 years ago.
We chose that area particularly because it had fairly mature second growth, had developed road systems, it was close to the water, and then we integrated a traditional processor and shovel with helicopter logging.
He says it took a lot of planning and some experimenting, but the location and a quick turnaround made it profitable. Last year's logging produced 12 million board feet of timber, which were sold to China and Korea. That made up 21% of the corporation's total harvest. Sea Alaska's experience is relevant to others considering the second growth timber business. That's the direction the Forest Service and some of the region's environmental groups want to go. But timber appraiser Ray Granville cautions that the Doll Island sale is unique.
They had the infrastructure there to do it. You can't go into the very small stands of older timber that are available on the Forest Service without that infrastructure and try to do the same thing.
Granville recently inventoried younger stands of Tongass trees for the Southeast Conference. He found some older second growth forests, but they were too small or isolated to be worth harvesting.
I've seen letters from representatives, senators, congressmen from the current administration in Washington, D.C., about forcing the industry into a second growth economy right off. And it's not there. There's no volume there to do that. Not yet. It's going to take at least 40 years or more before you get there.
The Doll Island harvest taught Sea Alaska some differences between second growth and older timber. Zammit says there's a lot of competition in the international market.
It is more of a commodity, and so the second growth out of Alaska competes with the second growth out of the Pacific Northwest and out of New Zealand, and it has a lot more volatility in terms of pricing, but it has a fairly large customer base.
Sea Alaska plans another major Doll Island harvest this year. Like its other cuts and an increasing amount of Tongass timber, logs will be shipped to Asia in the round.
Now that we have proved the model out, we're looking for other areas in the ownership that we can apply this. And we're actually now looking for areas for 2012.
But it's unclear how much more second growth will be worth logging that soon. Like the Tongass, most of Sea Alaska stands still have decades before they're ready to harvest. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.